everybody.
Welcome to the Record with Anil.
Yeah.
Hello.
Welcome or welcome back to the Of the Record with Anil podcast. My name is Anil. I'm happy to have you here. I'm the host of this podcast. So, let's just go straight into it. From the title, you have an idea of what today's topic is going to be. And when I was preparing this script, it felt like I could write. I'm thinking of even, like, because I'm not going to be, like, quoting verbatim from my outline, but I'm thinking of changing, turning it into an article. So if you want to read it or refer to it later, it will be there. So I'm thinking about it. I'm not so sure yet, because it was hard to write the script, because I wanted to do this situation justice, because I don't have to say this, but it feels like I should. Domestic violence is a sensitive topic. That's just it. You know, when crimes are sensitive topics, you can't just sit and talk about them, because there are people involved, real life people that have been hurt by these actions. So it's not the Grammys, it's not like the Grammys or like the Oscars, or it's not a pop culture thing. What I'm talking about today is not a pop culture event. I know people have tried to make it something, I've tried to make it a pop culture thing, but no, it's not for fun. It's not funny. It should not have been made for jokes. So for people that don't know, there's a timeline of events that I want to like get right into, just to make sure that we're all on the same page before I dive right into like my opinions and things I have to say. And as you listen, you probably learn like, okay, probably like maybe sympathize. No, let me say sympathize. Probably agree with some of my frustrations. People already know, but for people that don't know, Johnny Depp and Amber, they've literally been on my timeline for a month now. Clips of the trial here and there. Different things have been on my timeline, and I was not going to talk about it. I always say I'm not going to talk about something, but it was not something that was on my radar to talk about. But you know, as it kept showing up on my timeline, I was like, okay, let me just share my opinions. So timeline, for people that don't know, I'll just give like a brief timeline. Johnny Depp and Amber Heard, moving forward, let's just call them Depp and Heard. Yeah, Depp and Heard met in 2009, 2012, they were dating, early 2012. By 2014, they were engaged. 2015, they got married. Now, in 2016, Heard filed for divorce from Depp, and she obtained a temporary restraining order against him, because she alleged that he had physically abused her during the relationship and said that it was usually while under the influence of drugs or alcohol. She also alleged that before she filed for the divorce, he had thrown his phone at her, leaving her with a bruised face. However, just to say that a police spokesperson told People magazine that an investigation into the domestic incident that had not taken place. Basically, they're saying that what she described, that incident that she described, did not take place. Moving forward, he denied the accusations, and he said that she was trying to attempt like to take like more like get money, basically like financial. She did it for financial purposes. In 2016, they reached the settlements, but I feel like they were going to take it like to court, because she testified at a deposition, but then she withdrew her request for a restraining order, and then they settled it outside court. And she also like refused to collect like spousal support. I don't know, that's not important. So this way I'm getting to, in 2016, they released a joint statement, and the statement was that our relationship was intensely passionate and at times volatile, but always bound by love, and neither party has made false accusations for financial gain. And it continued that there was never any intent of physical or emotional harm. Okay, I'm a law student here, and the word intent is intriguing to me, because the statement does not say there was never any physical or emotional harm. It says there was never any intent. like nobody intended anybody to get hurt does not mean that somebody did not get hurt. Moving on, so she received the $7 million from the divorce settlement and she donated it to charity. In 2017, the divorce was finalized. So there was also a clause that was inserted in the settlement that said that either party should not say anything negative about the high profile relationship and breakup. Now we're getting to it. In 2018, she wrote an op-ed, that's like an article, I'm guessing, for the Washington Post about abuse. Now she was in another article because I wanted to try my best to be aware of everything because you can't know everything because it's quite like it's a real case, a lot of things involved. But I tried to like the things I could get access to, I tried to read about it and I read the article. What I got from the article was that she was just talking about how quick society is to protect the man that is the abuser or the woman that is the abuser and how quick they are to rally around against a female victim. And she was just speaking about, like, she wrote about how, like, the Me Too movement inspired political change. That is, like, things started to change. So let me quote her. In the article, she wrote that she became a public figure representing domestic abuse, and she felt the full force of our country's vote for women who speak out. And Johnny Depp was never mentioned by name. The point that I got from it was more about, like, this is what has been done since the Me Too movement. I'm a victim and this is what has changed. Like, the Me Too movement has inspired political change. So that was that. So in that way, she didn't break the clause that was in the first settlement where they're not supposed to speak negatively about, like, the relationship, what led to the break of the relationship. Now in 2019, where everything, like, comes to a boil is where Johnny Depp sued her for defamation. In 2017, that was when the Me Too movement, like, reached a tip. It got so much traction. And the founder of the movement, quote-unquote, let me see, let me use the word founder because that's what Google described her as, is Tarana Burke. And I should have been using that, the statement, the phrase Me Too, since 2006. It was just for her to raise awareness for women that had been abused, like, Me Too. So in the movement, Harvey Weinstein going to jail was like the climax of everything where everybody could come out, like his allegations coming out, and they had more people coming out and saying he did this to me, and then we had people in the public eye coming out and saying this has happened to them too. So it was more like, oh, sexual harassment in the workplace, sexual harassment in daily lives that women face, and men, there were men that came out during the situation too. I don't remember his name, I'm so sorry, but he was the dad in Everybody Hates Chris. He's one of the faces I remember also when I think about the Me Too movement. And I mentioned it in my feminist episode with Carrie's. Go check that out so that you can understand what I'm saying here. But that was like ushering a new third wave of feminism with the Me Too movement and everybody like saying, okay, now women can vote, women can work. Now we need to protect women in the workplace. We need to protect them wherever they are. So I don't want to give like a picture of where the movement, where how 2017 was generally for people. Especially as a woman, it was like people, let me just explain that. You were more likely to believe a woman in 2017 than you are likely to do that now. So moving on. Now he sued her for defamation. In that suit, it was like, she's not a victim of domestic abuse. Rather, she's the perpetrator. And he denied that he had ever abused her. He said that the allegations were part of an elaborate hoax, to generate positive publicity for the actress. And his lawyer said that, you know, I was saying that she never mentioned his name. The lawyer said that, well, she did not mention his name, but like the article depending on the premise that she was a domestic abuse victim and that he perpetrated domestic violence against her, which is interesting. The very interesting conclusion to come to. And I'm wondering why he claimed this article was defamation. Now let me tell you why. I'm a law student, so part of this intrigues me because it has been long, but from what my learned from defamation, the statement has to be false, and it has to, like, the damage that is done has to be done to your reputation. So that's why things you have to prove. So I just wanted to like let everybody know that contrary to what you would think, it is not a domestic abuse trial. I just wanted to let, it is based on domestic violence, at least the fact, like the statement that was made, that the claim was made is based on domestic violence. Okay, so the link of that article will be in the description if you want to check it out. But like she was just saying that she referred, of course she referred to her coming out to domestic abuse allegations, but she was saying that suicides, like she received a lot of backlash for that. So now where are we in the case? So 2019 Isuza, I'm going to skip something I'm going to come back to, then I think she countersues. Now I'm not going to talk about the case because I'm not a lawyer and I was not in the courtroom. I did not see all the evidence. I did not watch all the testimonies from the witnesses. But I will leave links of something I read, like timelines of what everything that has happened. It was pretty like hard to read, to be honest, because like I said, this is like a very sensitive issue. Even right now, I'm uncomfortable talking about this. And yeah, you should be uncomfortable. But I want to point out more where I'm going to is the commentary and the media that I've seen around this case. And a lot of people have been asking that. There are some things that people are like, oh, why is this trial so public? I just have to say that it's trials are supposed to be public, whether criminal or civil. They're supposed to be open to the public, meaning that it should not be closed unless in special cases. Now, this is a defamation case, so it's unlikely that they'll rule it as a special case, even though, like, in my own mind, I'm thinking they could, because I feel like it did so much, the social media coverage did so much damage to the integrity of the trial, in my own opinion. But that's by the way. And it got so bad, like it really got so bad. And I remember like I read something that like a lawyer, Ed's lawyer, was saying, he was telling the jury that Johnny Depp is going to turn this trial into a soap opera. And I'm not saying that the social media fiasco is his fault, but it did actually turn into a soap opera, because there were so many compilation videos. No matter how many times I clicked not interested, they kept popping up on my timeline. Instagram posts, TikTok videos, like there was a mockery of the case. There was a mockery of the justice system, in my own opinion. And I'm interested to see what you feel like. What do you feel like? Public opinion matters. Shouldn't there be a like balance? There should be a line that people should not cross. There were compilation videos like, oh, Johnny Depp being funny in courts, or Johnny Depp showing a bad lawyer how it's done. Like, it was just like, it felt like a charade. I was like, at some point, I had to think, is this like a TV series they are filming, or is this real life? Like, and then comment after comments, social media coverage, like, I've seen Twitter reporters saying that when they make a comment, and the comment is not in support of Johnny Depp, it's like they were flooded with so many attacks. So the social media coverage generally was on his side. There were so many like disparaging comments against Ed, and this might be an unpopular opinion, but the amount of support for Johnny Depp, I found it questionable. Like, it had me thinking, especially with what like the rhetoric that started coming out from that situation. Now, I want to say that media is very powerful. I really, really believe in the power of media. I believe in the power of social media. Like, if you are listening to this right now, if you don't know anything about what I'm talking about, you are more aligned to agree with what I'm saying, because you have no founding opinion. You have no baseline right now. You have no foundation right now what's going on. So you're going to be like, oh, what I'm saying is probably going to make more sense to you than someone that has done their research that can disagree with me. So what I'm saying is that when I first heard about this case, because I do not know any of them. I knew Johnny Depp just by name. I don't think I've watched any movie that he was in. Any, to be honest, I'm not like a movie person. So I knew him, and I knew she was the person that accused Johnny Depp of. That's why I knew them as. He lost his job, and everybody was always like, society, like, well, we're always quick to believe women, quote unquote, and we never believe male victims, which I can see. I don't see why, I won't say we're quick to believe women. I won't say that, because time after time, we've seen people coming out with their stories and people always asking, well, sure, small proof, for why didn't you report it earlier? Like, there's always a sense of victim blaming in this situation. So, another opinion that might not be popular, I do think that Johnny Depp, people saw him as a credible victim based on two things that I will point out. One, his gender, and two, his celebrity status. Now, the Take has a wonderful video where they talked about this case and they mentioned something about like celebrity power and star power. Now, because Johnny Depp is a face that most people know, most people like grew up watching The Pirates of the Caribbean, they are more like inclined to be on his side. Okay, that's how I feel. And in this case, his gender like makes him more credible, because people already believe men generally. So when a man comes out and says something like this, and I'm not saying this to like trivialize male victims, but I'm just saying that people like his gender makes him more credible than if a woman comes out with domestic abuse allegations, because as like she mentioned, Amber Heard and like so many other victims I've had to face with, she said she received a lot of backlash. I'm not saying did not receive backlash, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying that his gender, him being a man, made him more credible. Okay? So, now to the next question. Why do I think there was so much negative backlash and so much mockery, so much hate for Amber Heard in this situation? Two things again. Johnny Depp is more of a celebrity and more well-known than her. And my favorite thing to always blame, misogyny. I'm just going to say it. You know, misogyny is like hate for women. You just hate women. I can go on and on and on. But in a society like that we live in right now, the love for women is not just where it should be. The respect for women is not where it should be. There are so many issues right now. So it's like, obviously, I'm trying to make it simple to understand. Okay, you already don't like women. You might think you like women, but you already don't like women. And then you find out that one woman, she's accused of abusing a very famous, talented actor that you know and you grew up watching. Of course, you're going to hate her. And the fact that she's a woman and the fact that you already don't like women adds on to it. I did a course once on gender and the media where they were describing the language that goes when it comes to cases like this. I can see similarities. It would be interesting to see a revision of that course in today's climate, like with this case, especially as a scenario. And I really hate to be that person. Well, not really. I don't hate to be that person, but so that brings in gender to everything. But I do think that if there are intersectionality there where you can't unknow it. Do you get me? You can't unknow the fact that a gender will play a role in this, or is gender will play a role in this. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. I'm saying that we'll never know if the social media hate is because of agenda. And we'll never know if the support is because of his gender. I'm just giving my own opinion from the way it looks. Because in cases like this, honestly, you would always find people from both sides. You always find people from both sides having supporters, people from both sides having haters. But in this case, it was like Johnny Depp. Like, you can't watch a YouTube video in this case without seeing comments, positive comments for him and him only. And you know, I already mentioned that it's a defamation trial. But it felt like society already convicted her of abuse and domestic violence. And the premise of the case is not, did Amber Heard abuse Johnny Depp, or did she violate him, or did she hurt him in their relationship? The premise of the case is actually, did she make a false statement in that article that I mentioned which damaged his reputation? Now, in that the take video I was talking about, they mentioned something about like how true crime has become an entertainment. I'm guilty, okay? I've watched things like the OJ Simpson. That case is like one of the cases that like really even got me to start thinking about law. I've read books. I watch Billy Saron. I watch Bella Fiore on YouTube. People that like narrate like mystery, murder mystery, and true crime stories. But I feel like there has to be a line drawn between like this view life traumatizing events and entertainment. And I say that as someone that watches this thing, okay? And people say things like that is a topic for discussion where like with true crime, like are we glorifying the abuser or glorifying the criminal? But like with this case, it would have been different if I saw people even treat it like true crime with like intellectual discussions or commentary or what they feel like. People from both sides, I won't even mind people from both sides being like, oh, did you see this evidence? Did you see this testimony? But instead, it was like TikToks. Like I saw somebody doing like a TikTok of people doing TikToks of, I think there's this line that she said she got stung by a bee, and people started like rhyming with it. People, a person went to the court. People have been like dressing like her and acting like her in court. Like it's not funny, okay? Whoever is right in this situation, whoever is the abuser, whoever is the victim in situation, it's not funny. I don't know how many times I have to say it. It's not cool to sit down and watch compilation videos laughing in court when the premise of this case is based on domestic violence. I can't wrap my head around this because with the social media coverage and with the media focusing on like trying to look for funny moments, trying to look for iconic moments, quote unquote, or sarcastic moments, you're taking away from the main point of this case. You're taking away from the testimonies people are sharing and the evidence and the witnesses. You're taking away from the both sides, taking away from the prosecutor, from the defendants. It just felt wrong because this is a criminal trial. I don't know how many times I wanted to sink deep into people's head. Like, as if you are listening to it and you watch those videos and you laughed at those videos, this is not a joke. Okay, it is not a joke. It is a domestic violence situation and it needs to be treated with the seriousness that it deserves. I was trying not to get too emotional. Because now, the situation is, oh, Amber Heard made a false allegation. And with dealing with false allegations, I find them very annoying for two reasons. Because when people make false allegations, it takes away the focus from actual allegations, from actual victims that never get justice. One. Two, it makes people that never even believe victims in the first place say, you see, I was right. And definitely the Miss movement had its backlash because some people are just saying people are just trying to take down men in power and men in high places. Like people said the same thing about Harvey Weinstein, that after everything he has done for the Hollywood film industry, people are just trying to take him down because they want somebody else to take, like, different theories. And with this situation, people are like, oh, you see now, so she was lying, she wanted to take down Johnny Depp. How many more of these stories that came out are false? So it's annoying to me, like, because false allegations, but like people forget that, like, false allegations are like a very small percentage of actual allegations and actual accusations. And actual allegations never even make it to court. But this did, and people are not treating it with the seriousness it deserves. If it is a false allegation, let's get to the bottom of it. I don't believe in cancel culture. I have an opinion-based podcast, so it's not really surprising that I won't believe in cancel culture, because I don't believe that what I've said or what I say right now should hold me down in the future in 10 years. I do believe that if I say something wrong or something demeaning now and it comes up later in the future, I'm using myself as an example because I am speaking on this podcast, and it comes up later in the future, yes, I should be held accountable, but I do not believe that it should destroy my whole life, if that makes sense. But when it comes to, I'm talking about statements like somebody being rude or somebody being annoying or somebody being disrespectful, I don't feel like your life should end because of that. You should face the consequences of your action, fine. But I do believe that people can grow and change. Like, I know how much growth I've seen these past few years. I know that people can evolve and learn from their mistakes. But when it comes to criminal allegations, it is not cancel culture. If I say that because this person has criminal allegations against them, I do not feel comfortable supporting them, that is not cancel culture in my opinion. Leave it to the law, okay? It's not, oh, You don't have a choice. Like, I don't know why people feel like they have a choice. Somebody is a criminal. Like, they've convicted the person, but you are still supporting the person. Why? Why? Like, it happens. Criminals always have their fan base and their support system. But why? And someone did a thread recently. If I can still find it, I'll leave a link in the beginning. But just pointing out to my what I was saying earlier, that like people always say, oh, false allegations ruin people's lives. And I think I agree in some cases they do, but there have been men. And in my unpopular music opinions, I was saying that stop supporting criminals. These people have allegations against them and they go on to live their lives. Kobe Bryant, now he has like a rape allegation against him. Look at Nicki Minaj's husband. He's even behind the support of a woman. So men in power never actually get what is due to them most times. And with cases, you know, public opinion does a lot. You know, people get to decide, convict, and say this person is guilty, this person is not guilty. And as I'm recording this, the jury is still deliberating. If they reach a decision before this episode gets published, I'm going to add me editing. I'm going to edit in my thoughts on that. But I wanted to point out something, and I did not know this. And that's why I'm saying, like, the media coverage has not been objective. I did not know this because Johnny Depp has actually lost a similar case like this in the UK on the same premise. It was a libel trial. Now, libel is basically defamation that is written. It's the same thing. What's going on now and what was going on then. In 2020, there was no jury in that case. It was a judge that made the decision. That means like someone that knows the law. And as someone that studies law in Nigeria, we don't use the jury system. So I don't get it. When it comes to like case, like justice, like the one thing that should be like one of the things that is like, oh, it should be unbiased. But like bias is something that cannot be totally eliminated. I'm just going to say this, like, if I was a judge, and there are people, definitely different types of people that I will have a bias towards, if you get what I'm saying. So bias is not something that can be eliminated totally, but it's something that we should try and reduce. And especially when there are celebrities involved, I do not see why there should be a jury. Because like it or not, when there's a celebrity involved, there are people, either people on the pro that celebrity or the anti that celebrity. And now one situation that is coming to my mind is the OJ Simpson trial. Like, this whole case has just been giving me that vibe with the media coverage. I was not alive then, but like looking at things now and looking at how things were then, it's the same thing. And people, there are a lot of things that will affect people's judgments. We attach bias to people, whether based on age, based on race, based on body type, based on physical structure, based on how they look, based on their education, based on their class. Like, we attach biases, we attach opinions, attach biases to people. It's just the way the world works. So the goal is like, oh, let us try and reduce negative impact of these biases. So when you put 12 more people in a room, 12 people in a room to decide on a case, I really just want to believe that the both sides of the case took precaution when it came to jury selection, because I do not get it and I'll never get it. Now, I was saying that he lost a similar case. In that case, it was against the Sun newspaper, and the Sun newspaper called Johnny Depp a wife beater, and he sued the newspaper for libel. But he lost. They ruled in favor of the Sun. And the Sun, in a statement by a spokesman, said that the Sun has stood up and campaigned for the victims of domestic abuse for over 20 years. Domestic abuse victims must never be silenced. And we thank the judge for his careful consideration. And we thank Amber Heard for her courage in giving evidence to the court. In that case, it was a similar thing. So there, in order to prove that, did the Sun defame Johnny Depp, that is, did they give a false statement about him being a wife beater that ruined his reputation? That means they have to prove that he is indeed a wife beater. I don't even get what I'm saying. I'm trying to break it down. Now, it's important to know that Johnny Depp has tried to appeal this decision and he has been denied twice. He has tried to appeal this decision and he has been denied twice because the judge reasons are believed to be without error in approach or mistake of law. Now, I was not in court and I did not watch live streams of the trial. I followed the case because, like I was saying, like, you could not but see different clips of it. A therapist that testified in the case said that she sees the situation as mutual abuse. And research has shown that in mutual abuse, it is a myth. It is often done in defense or in retaliation. That means there's an original aggressor, and whatever abuse is happening back is because the other person is defending themselves. So the point is that I do not know who the original aggressor is. I can take a guess. To be honest, I'm frankly concerned with what the jury will rule, what their decision will be. When they release their decision, maybe I'll write tweets or something. This was hard to talk about because it was uncomfortable, and I'm fine with being uncomfortable. We need to get used to talking about things like this. We need to get used to treating these things with the seriousness that it deserves, because I get how, oh yeah, things are uncomfortable. Yes, you want to make yourself laugh, but it is not a joking matter. Like, it's nothing funny going on here, because I have gone through, like, and I'll leave links, I've gone through like every, like, statements from witnesses and testimonies, and it's a lot. So I would advise that we treat future domestic violence issues and we treat future cases like this with the respect and the seriousness that they deserve, and we are able to back off as viewers, as the public, and not insert ourselves too much in criminal trials. Yeah, so that's all I have to say today. Let me know what you think. If you agree with anything I said, please let me know. If you disagreed, I would love to hear you. I think that's the point of this. I did my research and I tried to talk about my opinions in a respectful way. But if you disagree, please let me know on Twitter at OffTheRecordAnu or on Instagram at OffTheRecordWithAnu. Or you can send me a mail, offtherecordwithanu@gmail.com. Links will be in the description. Or you know what? If you're listening to this on Anchor, Anchor allows you to send a voice message. So that way you don't have to type. You can just air out all your opinions just like that. And please do not forget to subscribe or follow the podcast on whatever platform you're listening to right now. And you can give me a rating. So you can give me a rating on Spotify, you can give me a rating on Apple Podcast or whatever platform you listen to. Leave me a review. I would love to hear from you. See you next time. Bye.